各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2020年12月4日，星期五。我们今天又非常荣幸的邀请到了我们亲爱的 Kavi Chandra Maharaj， 为我们讲述今天的博家梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。Maharaj, the verse you're supposed to speak is chapter 12, verse number 18.
Okay, two verses.
Yeah.
Today we are Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, text number 18 and 19. So, almost finished the chapter.
我们今天阅读的这个诗节呢，是《博伽梵歌》第十二章的第十八和第十九诗节。我们这一章就基本上读完了。
So these two verses include everything.
在这两节诗里呢，就涵盖了一切内容。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 We'll do the words first. Sama means equal.
Sama, 平等
Shatru, to an enemy.
Shatru, 对待敌人
Cha, also.
Cha, 和
Mitre, to a friend.
Mitri 对待朋友。
Also.
Ta 也。
Tata, so.
Tata, 这样。
Mana, in honor.
Mana, 荣耀。
Apamanayo.
Apamanayo.
And dishonor.
和侮辱。
Shita, in the cold.
Shita, 在冷的情况下。
Ushna, heat.
在 Ushna, 热。
Sukha, happiness.
Sukha, 快乐。
Dukeshu, in distress.
Dukeshu, 在痛苦下。
Sama, equipoise.
Sama, 平静。
Sangavarjitaha.
Sangavarjitaha.
Free from all association.
Sangavarjitaha 摆脱了一切接触。
Tulya, equal.
Tulya, 平等。
Ninda, in defamation.
Ninda, 在受到诽谤的情况下。
And repute, stuti, and repute.
Stuti, 以及赞美的情况下。
Moni, silent.
Moni, 沉默。
Santushtaha, satisfying.
Santushtaha, 满足。
Yena kena chit, with anything.
Yena kena chit, 对任何事情。
Aniketa, having no residence.
Aniketa, 没有住所。
Stira, fixed.
Stira, 坚定。
Mati, determination.
Mati, 决心。
Bhakti man, engaged with devotion.
Bhakti man, 做奉爱服务。
Hey, to me.
Me, 对我。
Priyaha, dear.
Priyaha, 亲切。
Nara, a man.
Nara, 一个人。
Okay, samachatro chamitrecha tatamana pamanayo.Shitoshna Sukha Dukeshu Samaksanga Varjitaha Tulya Nindastutir Monir Aniketa Stiramatir Bhakti Me Priyo Naraha Samatro Chamitre Cha Tatamana Apamanayo Shitoshna Sukha Dukeshu Samaksanga Vivarjita Tulya Nindastutir MonirSantushto yena kena chit, aniketa stiramatir, bhakti man me priyona. Samakshatro chamitre cha, tatamana pamanayo, shitoshna sukha dukeshu, samaksanga vyarjita. Tuya ninda stutirmoni, santushto yena kena chit, aniketa stiramatir,Bhakti man me priyo naraha. You want to read it?
Stama shatra cha mitri cha dada mana pamanayu Hitushna sukha dukashu Samasanga vivarjita Tulya ninda studir mauni Santushto yena kena chit AniketaStira Matir Bhakti Mame Priyumanara. Maharaj?
Yeah. Okay, translation. One who is equal to friends and enemies, who is equipoised in honor and dishonor, heat and cold, happiness and distress, fame and infamy, who is always free from contaminating association, always silent and satisfied with anything, who doesn't care for any residence, who is fixed in knowledge, and who is engaged in devotional service, such a person is very dear to me.
译文，我极喜爱这样的人，他平等地对待朋友和敌人，在荣辱、冷热、苦乐、名誉与不名誉的情况下始终平静，他始终避免不良的交往，永远沉默、知足，他不在乎任何的住所，稳定地处于知识的层面上，做奉爱服务。
Yao Tzu, a devotee is always free from all bad association. Sometimes one is praised and sometimes one is defamed. That is the nature of human society. Devotee is always transcendental to artificial fame and infamy, distress or happiness. He is very patient. He does not speak of anything but topics about Krishna. Therefore, he is called silent. Silent does not mean that one should not speak. Silent means that one should not speak nonsense. One should speak only the essentials, and the most essential speech for a devotee is to speak for the sake of the Supreme Lord. A devotee is happy in all conditions. Sometimes he may get very palatable foodstuff, sometimes not, but he is satisfied. He does not care for any residential facility. He even sometimes lives under a tree.May sometimes live in a very palatial building. He is attracted to neither. He is called fixed because he is fixed in his determination and knowledge. We may find some repetition in the descriptions of the qualifications of a devotee, but this is just to emphasize the fact that a devotee must acquire all these qualifications. Without good qualifications, one cannot be a pure devotee.Rava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahadgunaha. One who is not a devotee has no good qualification. One who wants to be recognized as a devotee should develop the good qualifications. Of course, he does not extraneously endeavor to acquire these qualifications, but engagement in Krishna consciousness and devotional service automatically helps him develop them.
Yaoji.奉献者永远避免不良的交往，一个人有时被称赞，有时遭诽谤，这是人类社会的本质。但是奉献者永远都超越虚假的名誉或耻辱、烦恼或快乐，他非常的有耐心，他不谈与 Krishna 无关的话题，因此被认为是沉默的。沉默不是不说话，而是不说废话，应该只说重要的话。对于奉献者来说，最重要的话就是与至尊主，而就是对至尊主而说的。奉献者在任何情况下都是快乐的，他有时也许会吃到非常可口的食物，有时却不能，但无论如何都感到满足。他不在乎住的条件，有时住在树下，有时会住在宫殿式的建筑里，但两者都吸引不了他。他被认为是坚定不移的，因为他决心坚定，稳定地处在知识的层面上。我们也许发现对奉献者品质的描述有时有重复，但这正是在强调奉献者必须具备所有这些品质的这个事实。没有好的品质，就不能够成为纯粹的奉献者。不是奉献的人，不是奉献者的人是没有好品质的。想被承认为是奉献者的人，应该培养好品质。当然，人不必为获得这些品质而做额外的努力，培养 Krishna 知觉并做奉爱服务会帮助人自动的培养这些品质。 Maharaj
Jai. Okay, and I'll just read a little bit from Gaurijan Prabhu's comment.
He's
mentioning Okay, you're just repeating the same thing.
我们现在来读一点 Brishan Prabhu 他对这节诗所做的评注。Brishan Prabhu 他也在重复着同样的内容。
Om Agyana Timirudasya Ganangana Shalakaya Chaksun Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavisham Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Vaikamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sajagatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sabadutam Pajajana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shivada Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Shcha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishnaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Bhavani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desatarane Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha Moha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tushe Namaha Panchatatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Rupakam Bhakta Vataram Bhaktakam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam E Krishna Aruna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tata Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishri Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langai Tegadim Tat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurun Dinatarine Krishna Diya Pankaj Japanjarantam Ajaiva Me Visitu Manasaraja Hansam Anapanama Samaye Kapapatta Vittai Kantavaro Dhanavido Pranam Kutasya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Okay, now regarding Rajendra Prabhu's question, he asked twice. This verse is referred here, Arava Bhaktasya, that's from 5th Canto, 18:12.
You mean this verse is quoted from 5th Canto?
It's referred in the purport, Arava Bhaktasya, 5th Canto, E-R-S-M-S-H-I.
Maharaj, please allow me to translate what you say just now. 就是在咱们这个要旨里面的这段奉献者，不是奉献者的人没有好品质，就这句梵文，根据Brishan Prabhu的告诉我们的呢，就是这节诗呢是在圣典波达瓦坛的第五篇的第十八章的第十一世节里面的出处。
So, Yasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavat Kinchana Savayaganas Tatra Samasate Sada Arava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahaduna Manora Tainasati Dhabato Mahi. All the demigods and their exalted qualities, such as religion, knowledge, and renunciation, become manifest in the body of one who has developed unalloyed devotion to the Supreme Personality of God, Vasudeva. On the other hand, the person devoid of devotional service and engaged in material activities has no good qualities. Even if he's adept at mystic yoga, the honest endeavor of maintaining his family and relatives, he must be driven by his own mental speculation and must engage in the service of the Lord's external energy. How can there be any good qualities in him?
Maharaj, this is Canto 5, Chapter 18, verse number 11.
Fifth Canto 5. Wu Ju Hat Shir Ba Ju Shir Ba Ju R Shir R Shir Ba Shir R.
So it's Canto 5, Chapter 18, verse number 12. 所以呢，这是佛教瓦坛第五篇第十八章的第十二十节。培养出对至尊人格守神 Vasudeva 纯粹奉爱之心的人，身上将展示出全体半身人所具有的宗教知识和气节等崇高的品质。相反，不做奉爱服务却从事物质活动的人不具备好品质，哪怕他精于练神秘瑜伽，或者努力的诚实的维护他的家庭，供养他的家属，他都必然会受他主观臆测的驱使，忙于侍奉至尊主的外在能量。这种人怎么可能有好的品质呢？
So the point is that if someone is practicing Krishna consciousness, these qualities will develop.
所以这要点就是，当一个人他在培养修习 Krishna 知觉的时候呢，这些品质就会被培养出来。
We don't need to make a separate endeavor, separate from practicing bhakti, but by practicing bhakti, we have to think about.Changing our attitude and our actions. So we have to study what is the calling.
所以说呢，我们不需要花额外的努力去培养这些品质。但是呢，我们必须要修习奉爱瑜伽。但是呢，我们必须要学习着如何去修习奉爱瑜伽。
We're studying his comments a lot. So then, so this mentions Sitoshna Sukaduka hot and cold. That's practically the first thing that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita.
So we're now studying these commentaries. So,快乐、痛苦还有冷热，那么这其实是在不在放歌一开始的时候，师父现在就对我们讲了。
So there's so many different dualities are mentioned, fame and infamy, victory and defeat, rich and poor.
那这里面提到了很多的二元性，比如说荣辱、穷富。
Rich and poor, beautiful and ugly, kind and mean, so many dualities, different opposites.
那美丑，还有呢，就是善良和刻薄，所以呢，有各种各样的二元性的展示。
So generally, we're trying to avoid one thing and get another because we think that will make us happy.
通常来说呢，我们会避免一样东西，然后想要获得另外一样东西，因为我们觉得我们得到那样东西，我们就会变得快乐起来。
So that's why the point of happiness and distress is repeated a lot.
所以这也就是为什么快乐和痛苦啊，还有冷热呀，就经常会被提及。
Whatever else we're trying to get and trying to avoid.Because we think it will make me happy.
那我们还会 就是其他一些东西我们比如说会尽量的去避免或者是想方设法的去得到，因为我们觉得这样会让我们变得快乐。
This won't make me unhappy.
或者说那个呢会让我们变得不会让我们变得不快乐。
And then it naturally mentions heat and cold because that influences everybody.
在这里面呢也就很自然的会提到冷和热，因为这冷热呢它会影响一切。
No matter where you are, you suffer from heat or cold. And then we try to find some way to avoid that. Find the shade or go underground, get an air conditioner, get a heater, get warm clothes.
那无论我们到哪儿呢，我们都有可能会受到冷热的影响，所以呢，我们就试图的去想一些办法，比如说我们会到阴凉底下呀，或者是会到这个地下呀，或者是弄一个空调呀，要不然就弄一个暖气啊，反正要让自己在冷热上变得舒服起来。
Yeah.Therefore, life goes on.
这样的话就可以使生活继续。
So, devotees, not that we ignore these things, of course, some yogi can ignore the cold, ignore the heat.
那么作为奉献者来说呢，就是说，作为奉献者来说呢，并不是说我们完全无视这些二元性的存在。那么比如说像有一些这个瑜伽师，他就有些神秘力量就可以让他能够忍受这些冷热的二元性。
Or the yogis sometimes and the Buddhist monks, they subject themselves to extreme heat or cold for tapasya in order to conquer their mind. Tolerate.
那或者说呢，像一些这个学命瑜伽师或者是一些僧人，他们就会通过征服自己的心意，然后呢让自己通过苦行可以去忍受这些冷热的状态。
We see them in the Kumbhamela, they get little clay pots and they put cow dung and they build fires and they put them all around. They put one on their head and then they sit in the hot sun and do their mantras.
Where would you see them? We just see the yoga sutra.
If you go in the Himalaya, you'll see them. Kumbhamela is a big yoga festival in India.
Yeah.就如果我们要是去昆德梅勒，或者我们要去喜马拉雅山上的话，我们就会看到一些瑜伽师，他们会把这个，就是在烈日炎炎之下，然后呢，他们还用这个瓦罐里面点上火，然后在周边呢也都点上火，坐在火堆之间，在烈日炎炎中坐在火堆旁边。
And when I was in Beijing at the Qianshan Sha.It was right on the river there. It was there in January.
就是一月份我在北京的时候呢，我当时住在春田妈吉的家里面，然后他们家附近有条河。
And every day there was a bunch of men. They had, in the beginning of winter, they chopped a hole in the ice and then they keep it. And every day they go and swim around in the river under the, all surrounded by ice.
然后每天清晨的时候呢，就有一些男子，他们呢会敲开河上的这个冰，因为这已经是冬天了嘛，就已经结冰了。然后呢，他们就会敲开河上的冰，然后每天早上都会在冰的，就在这个冰窟窿里面游泳。
And I asked one lady, there was a lake also in the park. And we asked one lady, she said, oh, it's very good for health, They were very happy.
那地方呢，就好像是一个公园一样，然后这条河实际上是公园里面的一座湖。然后我们就跟旁边的一位女士聊天，然后那女士就说他们这个冬泳非常的有益健康，而且呢在这游泳的这些人都很开心。
And that will cure your skin diseases.
Sorry?
No.
They what?
That will cure your skin diseases. Makes your skin very strong, very bright. Makes you, you know, all your organs very strong to keep your body warm. They start working really.
Yeah. You mean that is from swimming there, that is that can keep their body strong?
In that ice water, yeah.
OK, 那然后呢就是说如果是在这样的这个冰冷的这个水里面游泳其实是很有益健康的，可以使他的这个五脏器官都非常的健康，而且呢这个也不会有任何的皮肤的问题，然后皮肤也都会总是保持着红润。
And now I just saw there's one guy teaching, you know, pranayama.And he had a whole group of people, they went up in the mountains and they dug a hole in the ice and they did some meditation and they all just went in the water up to their neck and were smiling and happy.
然后我就想着
conquering their fears.
那然后我就想着有一位这个教 Pranayama, 就是教呼吸的一位老师，他就带着他的学生来到了喜马拉雅山，然后呢在这个地方的这个湖泊的那个地方坐着，现在也是有冰，然后呢在那个冰上砸了一个洞，然后呢在那个地方开始进行冥想，并且在冥想之后呢进入到这个水里面，他们就完全是征服了这种想法，就征服了这个这种状态，然后也很快乐。
And anyway, we don't have to do that, but devotees do like that. They go in the winter, like in Moscow, and they go out all day distributing books. In the summer, they go out and go in places where it's very hot. But they're distributing books, and they just forget about all this external situation. They go where the people are very nasty, people are doing all sinful activities. But because they're connected to,by preaching, they don't feel any inconvenience. I'm very happy.
奉献者呢是不需要做这些事情的，但是呢，其实奉献者还是挺喜欢这种状况的。比如说，冬天的时候呢，他就会去到莫斯科，然后在冰天雪地的这个莫斯科的大街上派书。然后或者夏天的时候呢，他也会去到一个很炎热的地方，然后在这个炎热的这种状况下派书。然后有的时候呢，他也会遇到一些这个危险的状况，或者是遇到一些对他就是对他不敬的这些人。但是无论如何呢，由于他是和 Krishna 连接在一起，在由于和 Krishna 连接在一起的这种状况下，在被 Krishna 派书，所以他根本就不会。再去在乎他的身体的外在所处在的这种状况和条件，所以他会处在一个很开心的状态下。
So tapasya is the wealth of the Brahmins. Lord Brahma, that's what he heard, tapa, and he understood. So he did tapasya, but meditating on the Supreme Lord. That tapasya has to be for the pleasure of Krishna.
Tapasya 是婆罗门所具备的一个品质。那主 Brahma 他开始他就听到了 Tapa 这个词，然后呢是他开始冥想至尊主。所以说呢，作为奉献者来讲，他所进行的 Tapasya 所进行的苦行是要和主相连接在一起的。
Okay, let's get back and see what's there. So, and then I was looking.In case you meet any Christians, this is a good platform. Jesus said, you should love your enemies.
如果是基督徒的话呢，在这有一句话， 就是这个耶稣基督说你要爱你的敌人。
He said this, you know, the same thing as Bhagavad Gita because he's also guided by Krishna. He said when people hate you and they persecute you and they say all bad things about you because you're Christian, become very happy.
Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里面也讲了同样的话，因为这都是出自 Krishna 本人所言。那么 Krishna 他说呢，如果要是人们不喜欢你或者在迫害你，由于你在为 Krishna 而传教而导致这样的结果，那你也应该让自己变得快乐起来，因为 Krishna 是爱你的。Maharaj?
He said it's very easy to love your friends. Loving your enemy is a real test. That you love God and see God in everyone's heart.
那 Krishna 说呢，爱朋友是非常容易的，但是呢，是否能够爱敌人，这就是一个考验了。是否能够看到神在每一个人的心中？
So Krishna is saying that equal to everything because we know that it's actually Krishna directing everything. Sometimes people praise us, sometimes people criticize us for the same thing.
那他有他呢？他之所以能够保持一种平衡的，就是平等的状态呢，是由于他知道，无论这个人们他是在赞扬你还是在指责你，其实这都是在 Krishna 的指导之下而完成的，所以是一样的。
When we're preaching, you know, we experience that a lot.
那么当我们在传教的时候呢，我们会体验很多这方面的感受。
I remember many times, you know, selling books.Somebody says, you know, this is terrible what you're doing, nobody likes it, and you should get out of here, you're being cheated by that guru, and blah, blah, blah. People say such terrible things.
那我还记得有很多时候当我在判书的时候呢，我都会遇到一些很就是很恐怖的这个责难，人们就会说你在这判书实在太讨厌了，没有人喜欢你，你赶紧从这走开吧。而且呢，你是被你的一个 guru 给骗了。
Then the next person will say, "Oh, it's so nice to see you. You know, you people are wonderful. Thank you so much for. It must be very difficult. You're really great people for doing this. But then you're doing the same thing. But different people respond. So we can't get excited about the good things or get depressed about the bad things. You just carry on.
但是呢，下面一个人可能又会说，哎呀，你们这些人实在是。太好了，你们在这儿派书，这个做了这么就是这么有益于人的事情，但是呢，你们在这儿派书一定很艰难，实在太感谢你们了，做了这么伟大的事儿。但实际上，无论是前面的人的责难，还是后面人的赞扬，其实我们做的都是同样的事情。所以说呢，不要因为听到了赞扬之词而就感到开心，或者是听到了责难之词就会感到很沮丧，只是继续做。这同样的事情就好了，只是去做取悦 Krishna 的事情就好了。
So we have good advice. If you meet a Christian, you can tell him how Krishna says, you know, you should be equal to your enemies and friends.
所以呢，当我们遇到了一位基督徒的时候呢，我们就可以这样去和他们聊天，并且对他说呢。你应该平等的对待敌人和朋友。
So Jesus says, love your enemy, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you.
那么耶稣基督说呢， Sorry, Maharaj. You treat nicely to those good to you, and
do good to those who hate you.
Oh, do good to those. 就是要你要很好的去对待那些喜欢你的人，并且呢，要为那些虐待你的人做好事。
And bless those people that curse you.
然后祝福那些诅咒你的人。
Pray for those who mistreat you.
并且为那些虐待你的人祈祷。
So this is very good advice, and it's obviously Bhagavad Gita.
Also, for the
Chinese, you're not familiar with the Bible, but there are a lot of Christians in China.
They
don't know their scripture very much, just like Buddhists don't know their scripture, and even devotees don't know their scripture. Everything is there in the scripture.
Can you hear me, Maharaj? Maharaj, can you hear me? Fatimaji, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hare Krishna, 我能听到您和那个 Guru 的声音都能听到。
对呀、啊，但是好像 Guru 听不见我这边说话了。
Maharaj, can you hear me? Hare Krishna, Guru 那儿听不到我的声音。
Yeah, Maharaj, can you hear us? Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
行了。对，重新呼一次吧。
重新呼一次。嗯。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Maharaj, please allow me to translate what you say just now. I haven't got the chance to translate it yet. 就是刚才马尔说的意思呢，就是这些都是非常的实际的教导。那么这些教导呢，是来自于薄伽梵歌的，而且呢，在圣经里面也讲的是同样的话。但是呢，可能有些人对于这个圣经里面的内容并不熟悉。但是呢，在我们中国还是有很多的基督徒的，但是这个大家对自己的这个休息的这个经文不熟悉，也是很自然的一件事情。就好像我们奉献者对于薄伽梵歌中的内容也不熟悉一样。
So we get a lot of questions from devotees, and they're complaining about how other devotees are not treating them properly, or they don't think they're acting properly, and they want to know what to do. But the answers are here in the Bhagavad Gita. You have to be equal. They're not your enemies. You're your own enemy, and you should pay obeisances and try to serve someone who you think is not treating you right. You should be kind to if you see someone that's not acting right. You should be very kind to them and try to teach them by your good example how to act right.
那我们经常呢会听到奉献者所问的这个问题，就是和别的奉献者之间关系搞得不好，然后呢或者是别的奉献者对他不好，那这样的怎么办？那么解决这个问题的这个办法呢，在薄伽梵歌里面就已经给我们了。就是无论我们遇到了什么样的这种状态呢，都是应该是平等的去对待，而且呢就是对我们不好的这些奉献者并不是我们的敌人，我们真正的敌人是我们自己。那我们其实是应该诚心诚意的去顶拜别人，并且呢诚心诚意的去想我怎么能够服务您，然后呢以身作则的让自己去做对的事情，让自己以自己的这个行为去感动其他的人。
And it says the devotee is silent.
那这里面还讲到奉献者是沉默的。
That means he speaks only Krishna, Katha, Krishna's Brahma, Shabda Brahman. Not that there's no sound, but there's pure sound.
那这里面的意思并不是说是他是完全不出声的，而是他是在Shabda Brahmana 的这种状态下，就是在纯粹的音振的状态下的。
The Mayavadis give the example of a water pot, clay pot.
Mayavadi 给了一个水罐或者瓦罐的例子。
So if you hit on the side of the clay pot,When it's empty, it makes bong bong like a drum.
那如果是这个水罐是空的，那么在水罐的一侧敲击它的话呢，就会发出像敲击鼓所发出的声音。
Some people make music like that. They put different amounts of water and they get all the notes, and then they bong 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 bong.
Yeah, 然后人们呢就会在这个。
But if it's full, there's no sound.
但是人们呢就会在这个瓦罐里面放上不同量的水，然后呢就可以敲击这些瓦罐而演奏出很美妙的音乐，因为这些瓦罐会敲击出不同的这个音符。但如果这个瓦罐里面的水要是满着的话呢，那就没声音了。
So the Mayavadis say that when you're spiritually empty then you make a lot of noise, but when you're full then you're silent.
所以 Mayavadi 他会说呢，当你是空着的时候，那么你就是会，就是当你是灵性空置的一种状态的时候呢，你就会发出很多的噪音。但是呢，当你变成一个灵性很满的状态的时候呢，就会变得沉默下来。
So.But the fact is, when someone's spiritually full, then they make sound, but they chant Hare Krishna, they talk Krishna.
但事实上呢，就当一个人他处于灵性的这个满，就是处在一个就是很满的灵性的状态的时候，他是会发出声音的。但他发出的这个声音呢，是灵性的音振，他会念诵 Hare Krishna。
So that's the real silence.
对，这种发出灵性的声音才是一种真正的
宁静。Marianne?
Maharaj, I didn't hear. Could you say it again?
Sometimes we don't talk. You might be in a situation where you have to be quiet. Happens very often nowadays at work and different places. But in the mind, we remember Krishna.
嗯。那么有的时候呢，其实经常会有这样的状况，就是我们处在一种处境中是不能够发出声音的，我们就必须要闭嘴收声，别说话。但是呢，比如说在工作的时候，但是呢，我们虽然嘴巴是闭着的，但是在我们的内心里面却在念诵着 Hare Krishna 的圣名。
And so, you know, sometimes we may get a very nice place to stay, sometimes not so nice.
那有的时候呢，可能我们会得到一个很好的居住环境，但有的时候呢，却没有办法住在很好的地方。
They're going on the prikaman, Ajmandala prikaman is good practice for that.
那么当我们去进行Brajamandala 的 parikram 的时候呢，就是这样的一种休息。
Sometimes.It's a very nice place to stay and nice toilets and another place with just one water pump for everybody and everybody has to go in the field.
那有的时候呢，我们可能能够被安排在一个挺舒服的地方住下来，而且呢有很好的卫生设备，但是有的时候呢可能就没有卫生间，大家都得到田里面或者就是到郊外，就是到这个空场上去解决这个问题。
Sometimes in the morning it's very cold, but then in the day it's very hot.
有的时候呢清晨特别冷，但是在一天其他的时候呢又很热。
But we know, well, Tomorrow we're going, in the morning we're moving, we're going somewhere else, so who cares?
但是我们知道明天我们又会去到一个其他的地方。
What do you care? Because the next day you're going to move.
但是我们又知道第二天我们要去到别的地方，所以说呢，今天我们住的这个地方到底好还是不好，又谁会去在意呢？因为反正我们要搬走了。
Sometimes you lie down and it's all rocky underneath and bumpy. Sometimes it's very nice. Sometimes they give you a bed.
那有的时候呢是睡在就是很硌的这个石头地上，但有的时候呢又能够有一张床舒舒服服的睡着。
Like now.If you pay a little more, you can have a better chance of a bed and hot water and a heater. You know, some people, either they're old or they're just used to luxury. But even so, every day you have to move. You have to pack your bags and move again. So you don't get a chance.
到现在呢，可能如果我们要是多。
That's the real truth of life.
那有的时候，那现在的这种状况，就如果要是能多付一点钱的话呢，就能够有相对好的居住环境，就总是能够睡在床上。但是，就即便是这样的状况，那第二天我们还是得换一个其他的地方去啊。所以还是得把自己的东西都行李都装好，然后呢再往前走了。所以呢，无论自己得到了一个怎样的居住环境，都不需要去依附于它，因为这就是我们现在生活的这实际的状况。
Everything will change.
Because we have
to leave the body, no matter how uncomfortable we are or how comfortable we are, we have to leave it.
然后终极来说呢，我们是会离开这具躯体的。无论我们是多痛苦或者是多舒服的居住在这具躯体里面，我们都会离开。
So the body is fixed, and it just keeps to serve Krishna no matter what.
所以说作为一位奉献者呢，他无论处在怎样的一种状态下，他都只是会继续的服务 Krishna。
So now we'll leave it. We've covered the purport quite a lot, and we'd like to ask for questions.
Okay, yeah. 那我们今天呢还是讲了这个钥匙里面的大部分的内容，所以讲课呢就先到这儿。我们先看看大家有没有问题。Yes, Maharaj, here's a question from Rajendra Prabhu. Dimbai Maharaj, Dimbai 翻译和主持 ，Dimbai 您 Prabhu， 一什么是不良的涟漪？什么是有益的涟漪？He has a cluster of questions. The first question is that firstly he said, then please accept my humble obeisances to you. Then the first question is that what is thebad association, I mean, what is the unfavorable association? What is the favorable association?
Asat Sangatage Vaishnavachar. Lord Chaitanya answered that question.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 回答了这个问题。
Give up association of non-devotees and associate devotees. People who are doing devotional activities in association.People who are all in sense gratification is not good association.
那么放弃与就是避免与非奉献者的联谊，要去和奉献者的联谊，和那些在从事奉爱服务的人的联谊，那么这是好的联谊。那么和那些在进行着感官享乐的人联谊呢，是不好的联谊。Okay, then the next question is that 不用刻意培养优秀品质，做服务自动拥有，是否意味着没必要花费太多的精力培养品质，多用功夫去服务，是这种理解是正确吗？No need to extraneously develop those good qualities, just render the service to the Lord, and then we'll automatically to have those qualities to be developed.Does that mean that we don't need to put additional effort or energy to cultivate those qualities, but just to spend more effort to do the service, then we will get that good qualities? Is that the right understanding?
Well, I explained that in the class.
我在课里边讲了。
We don't have to make a separate endeavor. Instead of devotional service, we try to develop these qualities before we do devotional service. But we have to know these qualities, that's why they're listed, and think about, I want to be like that while we're doing devotional service. Together, we have to avoid the bad qualities. That's why the scripture lists good and bad qualities, so that we know what to do. Just like driving your car, you have to know which way to go, which way, when to stop, when to go, where to turn, where not to turn. You know the rules. We have to try to follow.
那我们不需要在这个我们不需要先培养这些品质，然后再去从事奉爱服务。也就是说呢，我们是在从事奉爱服务的同时在培养着这些品质。但是呢，我们在做服务的时候，我们也必须要有心的去培养这些品质，否则的话，这些品质就不会列在书里边了。那所以呢，这些品质列在这儿，那我们就必须要去追随，就好像我们坐在车里面，我们需要知道把这个车开向哪个方向一样。
Okay.
The third part.
Rajendra to read the first part in that Bhagavatam.
OK, 人马二只请您阅读圣典博达瓦坛第五篇第十八章第十二诗节的这节诗的要旨。
We can't think, I'm a devotee, I'm serving Krishna, so I don't have to have, I don't have to act nice, it doesn't matter, I'm transcendental. No, we have to try to be a good person while we're doing devotional service.We can't condemn someone because they're not perfect, because they're trying to become perfect by doing devotional service. These are very basic things. You've said a million times.
那所以我们不能说是我自己想着我是一个奉献者，我在为 Krishna 做奉爱服务，所以说呢，我就想干什么就干什么就行了，我根本就不要去注意我自己的言行举止，不是这样的，而是。我是就是在做这个奉爱服务的这个同时，我也必须要非常的注意我自己的言行，我要去以对的这个行为去从事活动，这个是很非常基础的，那我也讲了很多遍了。
Okay.
The third part.非奉献者没有好品质，这句话令不少人困惑，在传播时也不敢说，人们以为奉献者太骄傲，只认为自己有好品质，打击诈骗。很多非奉献者处在善良形态也不错呢，善良、容忍、助人为乐等等，甚至比奉献者做得还好。那么怎么回答这些论点呢？The non-devotees, they don't have any good qualities. This is very confusing statement for many people.And when the devotees preach, they dare not to say this, because that will make people to think that devotees are too proud. They only think they obtain the good qualities. So many of the non-devotees, actually they are in the mode of goodness. They are very nice people. They have a kind heart. They are very tolerable.Very helpful to the others. Sometimes they do better than the devotees. So how to answer this argument? How to respond to this argument?
Well, first place, we have to, a devotee is supposed to be a good judge of time and place.
那首先呢，就是这个奉献者他要很好的判断时间地点和状况。
So we don't say things like that to non-devotees.
所以呢我们
There's no need to say that. We're trying to tell people the glories of Krishna, not trying to insult people. You know, it's not preaching. It's in the book. If they read it in the book, everything is explained more clearly. But we don't just say that to people. That's really foolish.
嗯，那这个奉献者呢，他其实不需要去跟别人说非奉献者是没有好品质的，因为这其实是挺蠢的一种做法。我们要做的事情呢，是要告诉大家主的荣耀，而并不是要去侮辱别的人。但是如果别人要是有这个机会读了书的话呢，那么他自己就会从书中看到这些非常清晰的解释，而我们是不需要去把这句话就这么摆给别人听的，讲给别人听的。
All right. Because they may have this external good behavior. The demons, like the biggest demons, are sometimes so well behaved and they give a lot of charity and everything.But it's not really good qualities because it's not going anywhere. It's sense gratification. But this is for more advanced devotees to understand. It's not something we just tell people.
那比如说有一些大恶魔，那他们的举止是非常的儒雅的，而且呢，他们也会给很多的布施，但这并不意味着他们就有非常好的品质，因为他们这么做其实不会导致。什么好的结果，这只不过就是让他在进行感官享乐而已。但是呢，这个是由更精进的奉献者自己去悟出来的，而并不是说是我们需要向大家去宣说的一点。
All right, that's tough one. We can talk how devotees have.But some devotees have externally not qualities left over from previous time. But because they're trying to serve Krishna, Krishna sees them as very good. But if someone is behaving very nicely and, you know, they're doing all these things not for Krishna, we want to help them to do it for Krishna, to use their good qualities and good behavior for Krishna. That's very nice. You know, when people join that are really good people, really in the mode of goodness, really...Gentlemen, that's very good, and we can use that for Krishna.
那比如说有些奉献者，他从外在上看起来好像还有一些不太好的品质，但这是由于他过往以前的这个业报所导致的一些这个现在还显现的一些状况。但是呢，由于他在为 Krishna 做服务，所以说呢，他是取悦 Krishna 的，所以呢，我们认为这是很好的。但是呢。那些非奉献者，他虽然表现出来是非常好的，是这个很善良的，而且做了很多善事，但是他所做的这些事情呢，并不是和 Krishna 相连接在一起的，所以说呢，这个就没有任何的意义。所以我们需要做的事情呢，是帮助他们把他这些挺好的这些方面，能够转化成为 Krishna 做服务这一方面。那这样就更好了。那当一个人他不是奉献者，但是呢，他处在善良形态的这种状态下的话呢，其实证明他是处在一个挺好的一个基础上。那我们需要做的事情是帮助他们把他所拥有的这些好的条件用于对 Krishna 的服务之中。
Okay.
Yeah. Then the next part. Yeah. 对，荣辱都一视同仁。做不到怎么办？得到表扬心开怀，面临侮辱心痛苦，怎么才能做到荣辱与共？好难呢、啊。OK， equal poise to honor and dishonor. This is really hard to achieve. Because when I got the praise, and I feel very happy. However, when I have been insulted, I feel very painful. So how to really reach the state?Be equal to dishonor and insult.
Well, I explained that in the class also.
我刚在课上，我为什么会萨提曼吉？我听到好大的我听到好大的，我刚才听到好大的。
Thing is, we had remember the basic thing, like even Buddha teaches that everything changes all the time. So. It's all, you know, just material nature, like hot and cold. Sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold. You know, when it gets too hot in the summer, we can think, yeah, now I'm complaining, but in a few months it's going to be too cold.
那刚才我在课里面也讲了，
no, it's just going to change.
就是这些物质的自然，这个物质自然的状态呢，它总是会发生变化的。比如说，今天可能会很冷，然后呢，再过几个月可能就会变热了。所以呢，就是每次当我们在想要为了冷或者为了热而抱怨的时候呢，我们总要想着它是会变化的。所以呢，我们就不要去依附。
If someone criticizes, we should thank them because they're helping us to learn, you know, what we're doing wrong and can learn to act better.
那么当人其实侮辱了我们的时候呢，我们其实应该好好的谢谢这个人，因为这个人呢，他在帮助我们如何能够做得更好，如何能够改正我们做的不对的地方，然后下一次呢，我们就能够变得更好。
But Bhaktisiddhanta said, one who praises me is my enemy, and one who criticizes me is my friend.
除了 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 他讲到呢，那些赞扬我的人是我的敌人，而那些批评我的人是我的朋友。
Now, because when we get praised, we become puffed up. Oh yes, thank you very much. This is my friend, he's praising me. But if we, that person may be praising you just to pick your pocket and cheat you.
You mean he praises you because he cheats you?
Sometimes the cheaters, the people that are cheating, stealing, robbing, cheating you with raping girls, they start out by praising like anything, being the sweetest,
okay.
kindest person,
okay.
talking so nice.
Okay.
We never know.
Okay, 那你比如说呢
don't get attached because it's going to change and you know, don't get attached because you might lose everything.
那你比如说就是有人他就是当你受到了表扬以后呢，可能你就会有让你有这种骄傲的情绪。那么有的人他赞扬你，那他是你的朋友。他在这么赞扬你，那你谢谢他就好了。但是还有一些人，他赞扬你的原因呢，是由于他想骗你。那你比如说像一些这个贼呀，或者是一些这个想要干坏事的人，在他在做这个坏事之前，他总是要先用好话先把这人给赞扬一番，然后之后呢，再把你给这个骗了。所以说呢，我们并不知道这到底是哪种情况。所以说呢，我们就不要去。注重到底这个是赞扬之词还是批评之词，我们不要去依附于这些状态。
And so, you know, if we get praised, we naturally like it and we become puffed up and we look for more people to praise us and we reject people who criticize us, then we'll just be bewildered. We have to be hanging around with called sycophants, you know. It can cause a guru even to fall down if he surrounds himself with people always praising him.
那因为我们这个受到了表扬以后呢，我们就很自然的会感到骄傲，然后呢就总是会去寻找着更多的表扬之词，然后就愿意和那些总是表扬我们的人在一起。而批评我们的人呢，我们心里边就会觉得不爽。那这样的状态其实是很危险的，甚至于会导致一位孤独的堕落，因为他总是会就是听喜欢听的话，听表扬他的话。
Some devotees take this completely wrong.
Completely what? That's the word?
Wrong. They take this instruction that the person who praises me is my enemy and one who criticizes me is my friend.
OK， 但是有些奉献者呢，就把这句话就是批评我的人是我的朋友，责骂我的人是我，对，批评我的人是我的朋友，赞扬我的人是我的敌人，这句话理解完全错了。
And they think, well, I'll be the friend of the devotees and I'll just criticize everybody. That's completely opposite.
那他就说，那既然如果是这样的话呢，那我就开始批评所有的人，然后就开始就做了完全反其道的事情。
All right, you understand? We should encourage and praise devotees, but we shouldn't want praise for ourselves.If someone praises us, we should say thank you, but not get attached and only look for people that praise us.
作为我们来说呢，我们是应该去赞扬、鼓励其他的人的。但是呢，我们又不应该去祈求着别人对我们的赞扬。那么，当别人有赞扬我们的时候呢，我们会谢谢人家。但是呢，又不要去对于这种赞扬之词有任何的依附之心。Marge, you're going to say more or you're ready for next question?
Not ready for the next one.
Okay, the next question is from 喜宝 Mataji. 顶拜 Guru 和老师们，请问如何理解 Krishna 说的我处于每个人的心中这句话？如果一个人已经是非常虔诚的佛法修行者或者其他信仰的学生，我应该从哪些方面和他交流薄伽梵歌的教导呢？感恩。Marge, please accept my humble obeisances to you. My question is that how to understand the statement of Krishna that I am in everyone's heart. Well, for those who are already a very pious Buddhist or who has already had a strong faith to the other religious practices, how can I...share the teaching of...
Wait. I didn't hear you because a very loud truck just went by.
Okay.
Okay, now say it again.
Okay. She said that how to understand that Krishna said that I am in everyone's heart. Well, for those people who are already the very pious Buddhist or...has strong faith to the other religious practices. For those type of people, how can I, or in what way to share the teaching of Bhagavad Gita with them? Thank you.
It depends, that's, if you look at the Bhagavad Gita, it has Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, it has mundane things, it has the modes of nature, so you have to,Use the Bhagavad Gita because that's all Krishna, according to the people you're preaching to.
那么这个呢是要依情况而定的，因为在薄伽梵歌里面其实涵盖了很多内容，有业报瑜伽，有知识瑜伽，还有一些这个世俗的话题，还有关于物质自然属性的话题。所以说呢，您可以根据您所传播的这个对象去。相应的应用薄伽梵歌里面的这些内容。
So that's why, it requires some discrimination and intelligence. That's why Krishna, he doesn't say right in the beginning, surrender to me.He talks about the battlefield, he talks about, the soul and reincarnation and all these different things. Karma and jnana, and he talks about the modes of nature and so many things in the last part. So it's all Krishna, so different people, we have to use different parts of it. It's all Krishna. The
Sadhana
is Krishna, the Kirtan is Krishna.
所以说呢，我们就要有一定的辨别力，还有一定的这个智慧，去评断。那么也就为什么 Krishna 在薄伽梵歌一开始的时候，他并没有说要皈依于我，所以他讲了很多的话题，包括 这个我们不是这具躯体，我们是灵魂。然后呢，他还讲了关于不同的化身，他还讲了夜报瑜伽，讲了Dhyana瑜伽、知识瑜伽，还讲了物质自然三属性，那么讲了各种各样的这个话题。
OK。
阮先生 Prabhu ask， 耶稣基督说要爱你的敌人，不受控的心意是我最大的敌人，我怎么能爱上心意呢？阮先生 Prabhu said that Jesus Christ said that you should love your enemy. However,my uncontrolled mind is my biggest enemy. So how to in love with my mind? How to love my mind?
How to what?
How to love the mind, the biggest enemy?
We have to see Krishna in everyone's heart.And that they're all just representing Krishna. They're not really our enemy. They're just agents of our karma. You have to have some intelligence.
就是我们要必须要学会看到 Krishna 在所有人的心里。那么他并不是我们的 Sorry, Marge. We have to say the Krishna is in everyone's mind.
We have to see that Krishna is in everyone's heart. But if someone is your real enemy, like a serious enemy, like wants to kill you, you don't just hug them. But you have to understand that they're servants of Krishna also. That you might, you know, like someone is attacking you, beating you, you might have to call the police. But you forgive them and you love them. You have to put them in jail. It's not like for stupid people to understand. It takes intelligence. And you can't explain it to stupid people.
Yeah,
they will just blah, 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 because they're stupid. Don't argue with stupid people. That's the first rule. Never argue with a stupid person. Don't waste your time.
我对不起，我先翻译一下刚才马尔说的，然后呢再重新的翻译一下您刚才的这个问题。马尔刚才说的意思呢，就是说我们要知道这个，我们要看到 Krishna 他是在众生的心里，所以说呢，就是这个众生的这个心里的这个 Krishna， 他只不过呢是作为 Krishna 的一个媒介，作为 Krishna 的一个代理人在从事活动。但是呢，我们一定要注意一件事情，就是不要去和非常蠢的人、愚蠢的人我们不要去和蠢人进行辩论，然后让自己处在危险的状态下。Maharaj Prabhu's question is that how to love mind, my own mind, because my own mind is my enemy.
Your mind is your enemy.
Yeah.
Use it to think of Krishna, then you will love it. Then it's friend. Doesn't have to be your enemy, that's your choice.If you want to think about Maya and sense gratification and criticizing devotees, then your mind is your biggest enemy. Even criticizing yourself because you're a devotee.
And knowledge into the land.
But if you think about Krishna, then your mind is your best friend. Then you will love it.
那么这个心意呢，它这个心意是不需要成为你的敌人的。这是您自己的一个选择，您可以让心意呢去想着 Krishna， 当心意去时刻想着 Krishna 的时候，这会儿您就不会再恨你的这个敌人了，这会儿你就会爱这个敌人。The next question from the next question.
Yeah.
The next question from Rajendra Prabhu 有关 Karma Yoga 的问题。 把结果献给我认为的至尊，算不算 Karma Yoga 的范畴呢？还除了奉献者，还有哪种人在进行 Karma Yoga 的练习？This is a question about Karma Yoga. Offer the fruit of the activity to the Supreme in my mind. Is this considered as Karma Yoga? And also, other than devotee, who else are also performing the Karma Yoga?
Well, that's Krishna Karma. Playing karma yoga means you're using the fruits to do some kind of good, so-called good activity, which is probably for your own benefit also.
这个就是
Krishna karma means you're giving it to Krishna. You're giving something to Krishna. Pure devotion means you're giving everything to Krishna, only for Krishna's pleasure, not for yourself.
这个是就是有一个 Krishna karma 的这个概念。Krishna karma 的这个概念呢，是把你所有的活动的结果全部都献给 Krishna， 而不是用在自己的身上。而 karma yoga 呢，是把自己活动的这个结果用于有益的事情上。So you mean karma yoga and Krishna yoga, Krishna karma are different, right?
There's karma yoga and then there's Krishna karma.
对
karma just means you do some good activity for pious credit, right? It helps you. So you can go to heaven or you can get a, you know, good life.
Yeah.那么这个其实就是重新呈现这两个概念啊，一个是 karma yoga， 另外一个是 Krishna karma。karma yoga 呢是为自己的好的来生而做一些虔诚的活动，给自己积下这个善德，然后呢就有更好的这个去处，比如说可以去到天堂等等。那这个但这个呢是为了自己的益处而做的事情。
So, karma might not have anything to do with Krishna.
所以说呢，这 karma yoga 它可能和 Krishna 根本就扯不上关系。
But Krishna karma means you're giving something to Krishna, but not necessarily just for Krishna's pleasure.But you like Krishna, or you think you'll get something back from Krishna. But gradually, by doing that, you'll get purified and want to do things for Krishna because the rewards are so great.
但是呢，这个 Krishna karma 的意思呢，是你为 Krishna 做一些事情，就是把你这个活动的结果给了 Krishna。但是呢，这并不意味着你是为了取悦 Krishna 而去这么做的。而只是为了把它献给 Krishna， 然后呢自己得到一些好的益处。但是长此的这么进行 Krishna karma 之后呢，就会让自己得到内心的这个净化，然后最终呢就会非常纯粹的去从事为 Krishna 的服务了。
You know, they say.Maybe these are very new devotees that I hope they're very new devotees asking. They're not old devotees because it means they've never read the book. If it's new devotees, it's okay because obviously they haven't read all the book and they're curious.
No, 我希望这些问题呢都是
because old devotees preach all wrong because they don't preach from the book. Many devotees don't. They're all so-called senior devotees, but they don't preach to people from the book. They just tell them all crazy things.
那我希望呢，这些问题呢都是新奉献者问的。那如果是新奉献者问这些问题呢，那还是可以理解的，因为他们没有很好的读这些书。但是如果要是很年长资深的奉献者问这些问题，那就不太好了。那么就是很多这些所谓的资深年长的奉献者，他们会进行传教，但是呢，他会按照自己的这个理解去传，根本就没有按照书中的。教导去传， 这是挺严重的问题。Maharaj, actually, all of the questions are asked by Rajendra Prabhu, but he is asking the question on behalf of the new devotees. He's always doing that.
Okay, good.、
Mm.
I know he wants to help them.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope he knows these answers.
那我跟马尔说呢，我说老真的跑步其实是代表性奉献者提出的这些问题。马尔说他明白，而且呢，老真的跑步总是希望能够帮助新的奉献者，但是呢，他也希望老真的跑步自己能够知道这些问题的答案是什么。So the next question.
Yeah.
From Fairy Mataji, 顶拜 Guru, 我们看到目前奉献者并没有非奉献者那么对社会大众有那么大的强大的影响力。请问这是由于非奉献者这是由于奉献者努力不够吗？还是因为那些非奉献者的业报要更好一些？ Please accept my humble obeisances. Right now we can see that compared with the non-devotees, the devotees, don't have that much huge impact to the society. My question is that because the devotees haven't put that much effort or the non-devotees has better karma, has better karma than the devotees?
I have to hear the question again, I'm sorry.
She's asking because right now we can seethe non-devotees have bigger impact, have a stronger influence to the society than the devotees. So is that because the devotees hasn't put enough effort to influence the society, or the non-devotees have better karma than the devotees?
That's good to think that you know that it's because we haven't put in enough effort. But the thing is, the common people they want what the non-devotees have to offer. They don't know about Krishna. They don't want Krishna because they think Krishna just means giving up things. So.You know, if we have to make more and more effort to teach people.
You mean the common people, they understand from the non-devotees?
They want sense gratification, so they're happy to take what the non-devotees are offering.
Okay.
So the non-devotees have all the influence.
Okay, got it. Thank you, Maharaj. 是这样的啊，就是首先您这里面提出了这是不是由于奉献者努力不够的这个观点，您提出这个观点就是一个挺好的一个观点，至少我们能够这么想，奉献者的确努力还不够。但是呢，现在目前为止是这个普通大众呢，他由于他喜欢做的事情就是感官享乐，然后呢，他认为 Krishna 让我们做的事情就是要放弃，然后不为。所以说呢，他就喜欢听那些非奉献者所给他传播的这些理念，因为非奉献者给他传播的理念呢，让他能够更好的去进行感官享乐。所以说呢，这个奉献者应该像您所说的这样，要更加大我们去传播这个知识的真正的本来面目的这个努力。
The right attitude is to think we have to preach more. You know, we're not preaching enough, and that's why we don't have so much influence in society. We're not preaching properly, and we're not preaching enough. But we pray to keep trying, because it is spreading. Krishna consciousness is spreading.
那么所以说呢，这个正确的态度就是我们认为自己还没有尽足够的努力去传播，那我们要加大我们传播的努力，并且呢要以正确的方式去传播。 So this is nothing about the non-devotee has better karma than the devotees, right?
No, they may have terrible karma, but because of all their sinful activities. But they're promoting sinful activities, they're promoting intoxication, and people like that's what people want.
这个关于这个非奉献者是否比奉献者有好的业报，这个就不是这么回事的。那么这个非奉献者呢，其实有非常可怕的业报，而且呢，他们因为他们从事了那么多的罪恶的活动，而且呢，他们现在还在不断的在传播关于这个吸食麻醉品呐，就是各方面的这个罪恶活动的这样的信息。但是之所以它能够传播出去，而且之所以它能够有影响力的原因，是因为人们喜欢听这样的信息。
Okay.
Yeah.
Karma has nothing to do with it for devotees. When we become a, you know, what good or bad karma doesn't make you become a devotee. Many people have very good karma and they become demons. They're born with a lot of money and power and opulence and fame and they just become big demons. And they miss all the benefit.
这个业报好与坏，它不能够决定这人他是否能够成为奉献者。那有些人呢，他可能他会有很好的业报，但是呢，他却成为了很大的恶魔。他会从事好多好多的这个罪业的活动。So the next question, 顶拜 Vaishnava, 顶拜 Guru, 请问 Guru, 如果给奉献者提一个合理的建议，会不会属于对奉献者的不敬？或者说冒犯了奉献者。Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. My question is that to present a reasonable suggestion or proposal to a devotee, will that be considered as a disrespect to that devotee? Or will that be considered as an offense?
I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear you to talk loud.
What about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's just that there's a lot of traffic outside and sometimes it makes so much noise I can't hear.
Yeah, yeah, the devotee she's asking, present a reasonable proposal or suggestion to a devotee, will that be considered as a disrespect to that devotee? Or will that be considered as an offense to that devotee?
Who, you know, whatever you do, some people will think it's one thing, some people will think it's another thing.
就无论您做什么，都会在不同的人那里有不同的理解。
You know, you never know, like you may say something very nice to a devotee, but they may take it as an offense. You think it's nice, but...Very hard to know for sure what reaction is going to come.
那么，所以呢，也许可能您觉得您是为这个奉献者说了一句很好的话，或者说是给了一个很好的建议，但是那个奉献者他会被理解成是一个冒犯，所以呢，就很难去评判到底这个话说出去以后，或者一件事做出去以后呢，会得到什么样的结果，会有什么样的反应。
That's why we need to, you know, be careful and learn how to judge time and place and different people and, you know.
所以呢，也就意味着我们必须要非常的小心的去学着要弄明白这个时间地点，然后在不同的时间地点的那种状况下，要注意自己的言行。
Okay.
Yeah. The next question from Jianlan Mataji, 顶拜 Guru, 顶拜翻译，顶拜您。很多修佛的人认为只要不做坏事就会有个好的归宿。有些人只是为了抵消他们的恶报才会去修佛。他们学习的内容也不多，但他们却非常的投入，只是感觉我们的力量太有限，影响不了别人。那就专心自修，不要去想着给他们传教吗？ Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisances to you. There are many of the Buddhist. Their belief is that as long as I'm not doing the bad things, then I will have a good ending. Some of them who are practicing the Buddhism is just want to nullify their bad reaction. But they don't study the teaching very deeply. However, they are very dedicated for their practice. I just feel that we have very limited the power and we cannot really influence the others. So in that case, instead of preaching to the others, I just focus on my own practice. So is this okay way to do? Is that proper way to do things? Thank you.
It's a neophyte way.
这是一个初级的做法。
Because you don't have faith in the practice, so you think it won't work for other people. That means it's not working. You think it's not working for you.
因为您对您的修习并不是那么的有信心，然后呢，您觉得这种修习方式对自己不起作用，所以呢，也就不会对别人起作用。
You understand?
你明白吗？
When we think, nobody can understand this, it doesn't work. It means we don't have very much faith.
那当我们觉得别人理解不了我们的这个教导，而且呢也行不通的时候，那也就意味着其实我们对于这个教导没有那么多的信心。Marge, she is saying that
it does work. The more we try to share it, the more we see how it works. Not everybody will take it. Of course, most people will not take it. But still, just by hearing about it, they get some benefit.
但实际上呢，这种修习方式其实是
But if they never hear about it, they don't get any benefit. And it won't. But if everybody thinks like that, that, I'll just stay home and practice.You won't keep up the practice either. You'll get tired of it because you're not doing everything you have to do. Giving it, telling others about it is part of the practice.
但是其实呢，就是这种修习方式它是行得通的。你越多的去和别人分享，那么越多的你就能够感受到它是行得通的。当别人你想想啊。就是当你在这个和别人在分享的时候，并不是所有的人都能够接受，确实只有很少的人能够接受。但是呢，只要当人去聆听到了这个信息，其实对他就是有益的。那么，如果我们只是自己关起门来，自己在家里面自己这个所谓的专心自修的话，那其实我们慢慢的就修得越来越没劲儿了。因为我们并没有按照这个修习的这个全套的做法去做，因为这个修习的全套的做法中，其中有一项就是要去和别人去分享。
Okay.
Yeah. Radha Nanda Madhaji, Hare Krishna, 深深顶拜进来的圣 Gurudeva， 请问。只想和灵性成熟的人在一起，这样有错吗？在灵性修习中，哪些行为是极端的呢？非常感谢您。Hello, Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisances to you, Shri Gurudev. My question is that, if we only want to associate with those, more advanced or more matured spiritual devotees, is this a right or wrong idea?And also in our spiritual practice, what are the very extreme activities? What are the fanatical activities? Thank you.
Well, if we only want to associate with, we should want to associate with more advanced devotees, why do we want to associate with them? So we can get strength and energy to associate with less advanced devotees and help them to advance.
嗯，那就是我们想和成熟的奉献者联谊，这件事情是对的。但是我们为什么要和成熟的奉献者联谊呢？我们和成熟的奉献者联谊是让我们能够得到力量，让我们也能够变得精进，从而我们就能够去和那些不那么精进的奉献者联谊，从而能够帮助他们也能够变得精进起来。
Not that we want to hide out and only be with the advanced devotees. Of course, the very advanced devotees will be out preaching, so we can go with them. They'll be thinking of ways to preach.
但是呢，我们并不是说是就仅仅是只是和成熟的奉献者在一起，或者精进的奉献者在一起。但是呢，那些非常精进的奉献者，他们是会在外面传教的。那所以和他们在一起的联谊呢，也就意味着我们是和他们一起来传教。那他们的内心中其实总是在想着我怎么去传教。
So it's good that we want to associate with them.
所以呢，如果我们要是想和他们联谊呢，这种想法是挺好的。She is also asking what are the fanatical activities.
Fanatical means, you know, just criticize everybody for every little detail, preaching that everybody else is wrong and they're, you know, only Krishna is right or only my method of Krishna consciousness is right.
那个极端的就认为就是总是在
every little detail of something you think somebody else is doing wrong and telling them that they're doing it wrong, you know.
极端的意思就是说呢总是去挑别人细小的错误，那么觉得就只有自己的这个 Krishna 传播的这种方，就是对于 Krishna 智觉的这个理念是对的，而其他的人的理解都是错的。那这样的这种行为，是极端的行为。Marge, this is all the questions. Thank you so much.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you all very much. Some of those are very good questions.
就所有这些问题都是非常好的问题。
And it helps me remember Bhagavad Gita to try to answer them because all the answers are in the Bhagavad Gita.
而且这些问题呢都可以帮助我想起薄伽梵歌的教导，然后呢通过薄伽梵歌里面的教导呢来回答大家的问题，因为所有的这些答案都在薄伽梵歌里面。
And if you want to see some really amazing questions, if you want to hear some really amazing questions, you can go.The Srimad Bhagavatam, which is full of questions.
如果大家真的是想要去了解一些非常的令人叹为观止的问题的话呢，那我们就应该去阅读圣典薄伽瓦坛，因为薄伽瓦坛里面全都是问题。
But in the second canto, there's one chapter, questions by King Parikshit, and there's so many questions, and those questions is how the whole Bhagavatam is based on answering those questions.Amazing question.
那在圣典薄伽瓦坛的第二篇里面呢，有一章，这一章呢就是由Parikshit王所提出的问题。那在这一章里面呢，就有好多好多的问题。所以这个问题呢，也是这整部圣典薄伽瓦坛里面的问题的基础。Maharaj, here is one more question here from the same devotee asked for the earlier question. She asking, 感恩Guru的指导，我的理解是在奉献者的队伍中只能说好话，甚至是不由衷的好话，或者不说话，对吗？ Maharaj, thank you very much for your teaching. My understanding is that among the devotees, we only can say the you know, the sweet words or positive words. Sometimes those words are not really from my heart, or I would rather keep silent. Is this the right attitude?
No.
不是。
If we practice speaking nicely, we'll get a taste for it.
如果我们要是习练着用 nice, 就是用这种很恰当的方式去讲话的话，那我们就会对讲话这件事情有了品味。
I don't know mean what in your heart, but, you know.
因为您说甚至于不由衷，那马尔说呢，就我不知道，就是您由衷是什么，就在内心里面到底有什么。
We don't have to tell everybody, oh, you're so wonderful, I think you're the best devotee. Sweet words mean you just say, I was reading in Bhagavad Gita, and Krishna says, blah, 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 Prabhupada said in the purport. Those are the sweetest words. Hopefully that would be from our heart.That's really sweet words.
Just
talk about Krishna.
那么就是所谓这个好话，并不是说是或者甜美的话，并不是说是我总是去赞扬奉献者，是哎呀，您真是一位非常美妙的奉献者，您是最棒的奉献者，并不是这样的。所以说这种说好话的意思，就是说我现在阅读《薄伽梵歌》，我在《薄伽梵歌》里面读到了一些什么什么样的内容，然后我来和您分享这些内容。这些是这个非常的甜美的话语，而且我也希望这些话是我们由衷的话，是在我们内心中的话。Yes, Maharaj. So now you cover really cover everything.
That's the sweetest words. You just talk about.You know, what you've been reading in Bhagavad Gita and what you've been reading, you know, in Krishna book, or, you know.
最甜美的话就是我们去分享我在薄伽梵歌里面都读到了些什么内容，或者我在 Krishna 快乐源泉里面都读到了些什么内容。
Okay. Thank you all very much.
谢谢大家。谢谢。谢谢 Maharaj.
Just a minute. Swo yo rong yo. Swo yo rong yo. Gui yu. Yu ju wi. Day. Feng shan jie. Swo yo rong yo. Gui yu ju wi. Day. Feng shan jie.Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们，麦昆特之音的播音呢，今天早晨就到此结束了。我们非常感谢卡维琛扎马尔这位我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心解答，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，谢谢 Krishna Kumari Mataji 和 Sati Mataji 为我们安排的这么好的平台。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周五，深深的顶拜大家，Hare Krishna。